Om Sai Ram. May Baba bless one and all abundantly. Today, I will be talking about the happening on 28th October as specified in the book Sai at 366, which talks about desire in the mind. Damu Anna Kaskar, Hari Vinayak Sathe, Srimati Sakha Ram has got the children through the grace of Sai Baba. They requested Sai Baba for children. Tatya Kote Patil had no children. Tatya Kote Patil's mother requested Sai Baba for giving children to Tatya Kote Patil. It appears that case of Srimati Chandra Bhai Borkar was special. She used to come to Sai Baba since a long time and used to stay there for 6 months in a year. She has never asked Sai Baba for children. Out of stubbornness, she could not ask Sai Baba for children. The fact that she was not having children was set aside. She prayed Sai Baba to grant Tatya Kote Patil at least one child. This was a speciality in her life. She has not prayed for herself, but for others. She has prayed. It was really a worth notable thing. This shows the best quality in her. Similarly, Narke, the son-in-law of Butti, also had no children. He has not asked Sai Baba for the children. They felt that there was nothing that Sai Baba did not know. There was no need to request Sai Baba, especially for children. Sai Baba himself takes care of everything, was the opinion of them. Who could able to know the desire in the mind except Sai Baba? You and he will get the children at the same time. Go now, said Sai Baba to Chandra Bhai. Her age was about 50 years then. Sai Baba's words were not believable, but Sai Baba's words said out of humor also became truth. Sai Baba has attained Mahasamadhi. Dr. Purandare examined Mrs. Chandra Bhai Borkar and said that it was not pregnancy but a lump should be operated. That was not pregnancy and that age was not conducive to have children at that age. It was impossible to have children, said the doctor. Chandra Bhai Borkar has not agreed for operation. Sai Baba, make impossible things as possible. Neither doctor nor a nurse was available there during her delivery. She was doing her work completely herself till the time of delivery. She has not used any medicine. She used to mix udi with water and drink it like tirtham or a holy water. All Sai Baba to her. She has got a son in the year 1921 on Dhantrayodashi Day. That day happened to be October 28th, year 1921. Let us sing, Time is Sai Baba, No Time also is Sai Baba. Bhaut Shri Sai, peace be to all. There is another mention about Baba blessing a devotee with children, which is written by Hemant Pant in chapter 25, and this is none other than Damu Anna. Damu Anna did not have children and he consulted many astrologers and studied astrology himself to some extent and found that there was an inauspicious planet in his horoscope which was preventing him from having children. However, he believed Sai Baba completely. And Baba blessed him with four children by giving four mangoes, which was to be consumed by Damu Anna's second wife. This shows that it is all about faith in Baba, which has resulted in getting their wish fulfilled, that is being blessed by children. These kind of leelas are even today happening with the people who have complete faith in Baba. Irrespective of the predictions of astrologers or the difficulties in health, devotees even today are blessed with children. Hence, let us all continue to have complete faith in our Sadguru Sai Baba. Jai Sai Ram. For more audios, please visit SaiLeelas.com.